For KBIA News, I'm Grant Sunesson. Five hospitals in Missouri have formed a collaborative network in an effort to improve access to health care. The University of Missouri Healthcare System announced today that they have partnered with hospitals in Sedalia, Jefferson City, Hannibal, and Osage Beach to form the Health Network of Missouri. CEO and COO of MU Healthcare, Mitch Wasden, says the five healthy systems formed as a result of the anticipated change in healthcare reform and the healthcare industry.
The benefits to patients over time would be higher quality and more efficient, low-cost healthcare.
Wasden says group purchasing of supplies and healthcare registries will contribute to the universal quality of healthcare. The hospitals will share data and ensure patient care between providers is better coordinated. The systems are forming together as partners and not as a single large company. A Missouri death row inmate is asking Governor Jay Nixon to appoint an independent panel to review his clemency request. 54-year-old John Middleton is scheduled to die July 16th at the state prison in Bon Terre. He was convicted in the 1995 drug-related killings of three people in northern Missouri. The petition for an independent board of inquiry says the governor cannot impartially rule on Middleton's request to commute his sentence since Nixon was the state attorney general when Middleton stood trial. That alternative is allowed under Missouri law but has rarely been invoked, most recently in 1997 by former Governor Mel Carnahan. A lawsuit seeks to strike down an agreement capping the amount of solar rebates that the state's largest utilities must pay. The lawsuit filed by supporters of the rebates asks a Cole County judge to invalidate agreements approved last year by state utility regulators involving Ameren Missouri and Kansas City Power and Light Company. At issue is a 2008 law that requires utilities to pay rebates to the people who use solar energy and sets a target for utilities to achieve in renewable energy production. The law says customer rates cannot rise by more than 1% as a result of the renewable energy requirements. The lawsuit says regulators used an improper calculation to determine whether the solar rebate costs would exceed that cap when they approved the limits on the rebates. An expansion to the public transit system has the City of Columbia looking into the possibility of new sustainable bus shelters. Students in the MU Department of Architecture Studies began working on designs for the bus shelters in January. The students were required to make shelters that could be built with sustainable materials that can easily be recycled or purchased locally. Project coordinator Lisa Goldschmidt says there are benefits to making the new shelters sustainable.
They cost less. We like the idea that they're from local companies or that they're easily recyclable. That's a really good thing to have. If they ever do need to be torn down, then they're not going to be a burden on the environment. They'll be able to be repurposed in some way.
Some residents have expressed concerns over bike storage as well as a gap built into the bottom of several of the designs. Goldschmidt says the concerns have been minor and that the public has been positive about the project thus far. Public input on the project is taking place until the end of June. For KBIA News, I'm Grant Sunesson.